Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Paul and Jor, we're back in the studio.
We are.
With Chris Tubbs. Haven't been back here since October. There was a lot of concern about Omicron. Still concerned about more variants possibly popping up. Hope we're not letting our guard down, our masks down too soon. But we all want normal. It's great to be back in the studio, especially hanging out with you, Jor.
And I imagine it would also be great to be back in the classroom.
Yes.
For many students and for many teachers. Yep. And that's what we are talking about because the teacher strike in Minneapolis continues. Cleo Nagy is, did I say it right, Cleo?
Nagy.
I am so sorry. Cleo Nagy is a Minneapolis kindergarten teacher at City View Elementary, and she is joining us now. Cleo, we're so glad to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So were you on the picket line today, Cleo?
I sure was, bright and early at 7:30.
So describe what that's like. What's your day like out on the picket lines?
Sure. Every day is a little bit different. In the morning, we get there at 7:30. We run through what our day is going to look like. And then most schools pick it outside of their school or find a more central location closer. So we stand over the Lowry, one of the Lowry bridges that's over the highway. So we're there until about 10. We have some chants going. We try to get some music going and keep the energy up. It's been really cold. Today it was snowy. Last Friday it was negative 12 when we got out there. So we try to keep the energy high and make sure morale's up. And then we get to have a little bit of a break, have some lunch, and then head out to our second location. So today we were outside of the Davis Center, which is Minneapolis Public School headquarters. And we had a rally there today with Representative Ilhan Omar.
Cleo, what's the biggest sticking point in your mind when you talk to fellow teachers, you talk to your colleagues? Is there one issue that is more important than the others? What is the biggest hang up right now with teachers not being back in the classroom?
I think it's hard to say that all of us have a biggest sticking point. I will say we've been working on an expired contract for the last 2 years. And so part of what we're negotiating for right now in terms of the pay is for the last 2 years. We haven't had a salary increase in the last 2 years. And so I know that's kind of a focal point for everybody. But I think based off your personal situation at your school, the community that you work in, class size might be a sticking point for you. Mental health might be a sticking point for you. Personally, for me and for my school, mental health and having more mental health counselors is something that we're really fighting for. And then, of course, our ESPs, which are educational support professionals, their starting salary is at $24,000. Mm. And so a lot of our educational support professionals who are really the backbone of our schools, they're working with the most vulnerable students. They're hands-on with special education students every day, working, you know, with different needs that they have. And so to have them working 2 to 3 jobs, you know, one job should be enough. And so I think for everybody, it's a little bit different. But I really want to emphasize, you know, we've been working for 2 years without a new contract. And so that's why wage is what comes up the most often.
That's right. Cleo, are you any closer? Is there movement?
I want to say that there is a little bit of movement. However, mediation is supposed to be private. And so the updates that the district gave initially was sort of not allowed. And so now the union has been able to sort of let us know what's been going on. And so we know that the district, as of, I want to say Saturday, was starting to put some class size language into the contract, but they still haven't offered more than a 2% and 2% for the last, you know, 2 years for ESPs. And so for someone making $24,000, that would be around $480 in terms of their raise.
It's embarrassing.
And yes, and for teachers, it's been 1.75 and 1.75. The district did say they offered a 7% raise to teachers, but that's an average. So I believe they said teachers that have worked, you know, less than 8 years could get a 12.5% raise. And then teachers over the 8 years get a 1.75, and that averages out at 7%. So that's what they've released, but really the totality, which the majority of our teachers are at, is maybe over that 8%. So it's about 1.75 is what's on that contract.
Mm. Hey, Cleo, for the record, I aced kindergarten. I think I peaked in kindergarten. And I have fond memories of kindergarten, all my teachers. But why do you like teaching 5-6-year-olds?
You know, at first I didn't think I wanted the little ones. I wanted fifth grade. And then I fell in love with my kindergartners. They are so excited to be at school. They worked so hard. They love their classmates. We got a bunch of fish right before we went on strike. And so when I talked to the students about what a strike meant and that I didn't know when we were coming back, one of the first questions they asked was, well, who's going to take care of our fish?
Oh, and sweethearts.
Yes, they're just, you know, so loving and really excited to be at school. And they grow, it feels like 10 years in that amount of time. And it's really awesome to see.
Wow. That well, thank so you for sweet. What you do.
I wait, mean, wait, who's taking yes. care of the fish?
Yeah,
did you take them home?
Uh-oh.
I did not take them home. I left a note for one of the staff members who passed across the line and has to be inside of the school, and they are taking care of the fish.
Good. Okay.
I all hope right. so. My yes. goodness.
Yes, they're all taken care of.
Thank God. Cleo, anything we didn't ask you, anything else you want to add or share with parents or the school board or anyone?
For parents, you know, just know that we're thinking of the kids. We miss them. We want to be back in the classroom. We appreciate all the honks and the donuts and the coffee that families and community members have given us. And to the school board members, I would like to say we've elected you to be our voice, and we need you at the table. And not all the school board members have been there. And that's who we need showing up. We need our superintendent there, and we need our school board members there. And that's how we get this done faster, and that's how we get back to the classroom.
All right. You got to be part of the solution. Cleo, yes. we so appreciate you.
Yeah.
It's Nate Nagy, right? Cleo Nagy?
Nagy.
Yes.
Nagy.
You're going to have to say that name. I know. I'm so sorry. See, I need to go back to kindergarten and figure out Miss Nagy.
I'd like to go back and do it again.
Miss Nagy. We're going to check back in with you, but thank you for being a teacher, and we appreciate you, Cleo.
Yeah. Thanks, Cleo.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know they want to be in the classroom. Of course they do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.